So we've already established that in order to build up a successful business, the thing that we really need to do is in our initial communication and throughout our relationship with the subscriber, we're going to be promoting you. Okay. And I don't mean, again, it's not an ego thing. It's not like that. What we're promoting is the real you. We're trying to get you up in their face so that they can get familiar with you, so that they, in other words, you are the spotlight, in the beginning at least, very much so, so that they're, you know, able to be captivated by your actual personality and who you are. One way that we can do that is by creating a persona. Whatever really it is that you want to be, however you want to come across, like if you want to be known as being a sarcastic person or being a funny person or being an inspiring person, right? There are a lot of different marketers. I can right now think of about maybe half a dozen marketers that the reason that they stand out in the crowd is because each one of them falls into a different category like this. Comical, serious, or inspiring, or sarcastic. Different marketers fit into different, you know, because of their actual personality, their persona. As that comes across, that sets them apart. And, you know, I'm thinking just people that are within the internet marketing niche. If we were to expand that out and go into the different niches and people that are internet marketers in those niches, there's a lot of room for filling a void there. And that's what we want to do, is find that, what in us could come out and differentiate us from everybody else that's doing the same, working in that same niche. Offer free educational videos. Now, I'm sympathetic to the blog thing. I know blogging works really well, and you can just run a blog. But if you are running a blog, I suggest you try somehow to get videos in your the whole campaign, because video is very big right now. Everybody, who would not? If I was to put this training right here into an ebook, and granted, I mean, ebooks are great. You can go through them, and, some people love that. But if I was to put all of this content into an ebook, would you rather watch the video or would you rather read the ebook? Most people would rather watch the video. The same thing is going to hold true with the things that you're trying to do with your business, the way that you'll try to attract people. If you're going to offer something to them for free, if you can do it in a video, and especially an educational video, I might add, that could be just an entertaining video. If there's something about your niche, maybe something recently happened in the news, and you can address that with a video, just like the one that you're looking at right now, or a talking heads kind of video. If people can see you, or they can hear you and see what it is that you're dealing with, that makes, that helps bridge that gap of the fact that it's you and 10,000 other people that, you're trying to influence. If it's just printed text, sometimes that's a little bit more difficult. That's why most, even a blog will at least have a picture of the person that's blogging on there, because people want to connect like that. They want to see who it is that I'm following here. And honestly, with a video, that comes across in a much stronger way, because they see the actual interaction and they can hear you. If you're doing a video like the one that you're hearing right now, you can tell just by listening to my voice if I'm being sincere. You can tell if I really believe in what I'm talking about. If you just have text, anybody can do that. So this is a much more personal way to promote you. And again, it's not an ego trip that we're on. We're just trying to promote who you are. It doesn't matter if, you're not a charismatic kind of person, if you don't have a lot of charisma. That's not so much what we're looking for. What we're looking for is the real you to be conveyed. These educational or entertaining videos, like I said, educational is usually really good. because what you're doing is giving them something of value. With an entertaining video, that's good to do on occasion, especially in the next slide. You're going to see an actual game plan that I have for you to follow the different kinds of communications that you're going to be doing with your subscribers. And in some of that, there will be opportunity for you to just do a video that's, you know, just you. But most of the time, if you can relate something to them and, you know, something that's going to honestly help them and be beneficial to them, something that's not self-serving, that's going to make a very strong impact, because then it's not only is it building a relationship, you know, like a friend would do, but it opens up a whole, like there's like this whole, you know, retribution kind of thing. Well, you know, they gave me something of value, something that actually helped me. So when I see that they are recommending a product, even though I know that they're going to make money off of that, I'm okay with that because I owe them so much because they've helped me. So there's kind of a retribution thing going there as well. Disclose tools or utilities that you use. What this does is give them, notice this is again not self-serving. This gives them a leg up on people who are not on your list. It gives them a leg up on people who have just started in whatever this niche is. If it's learning how to hunt or learning how to play the guitar, whatever it is. But it's something that would help them. Like a perfect example, if, you know, and you do free and even paid offers, okay, and even things that do not, like you can't make any money off of it, in other words. For example, I'm a guitar player, right? I've already mentioned that a few times. On my iPhone, I found this really neat iPhone app that is a guitar tuner. It lets you see like every chord known to man, all kinds of different tunings. It'll actually, you set it up, you know, to an open G tuning, and it'll use the microphone in your iPhone and everything, and it'll show you when you're in tune. You can tune each one of your strings. It's got a built-in metronome. It's got all kinds of neat stuff. Tunes different instruments, guitar, bass, mandolin, banjo, you name it. If I'm in the guitar niche, you know, especially guitar learning kind of thing, right? I might share that, just let them know the name of it and how that if they have an iPhone, they can go, you know, to the iTunes store and the App Store and they can, you know, purchase that for them. Not self-serving. I'm not going to make any money off of it, but it's something that's really neat and has helped me out quite a bit. And more than likely, it'll help them out as well. They'll just be thankful that you're telling them stuff like that. And especially, I mean, an application like that's like, what, $4 or $5? It's not going to make or break anybody's wallet. So that kind of thing. Provoke their mind with an idea. If you can do this, this is a great technique if you can tie this in. If you can disclose a tool or a utility that, you know, not just telling them, you know, here it is, use this, I use it myself, whatever. That's great in and of itself. But if you can do it in such a way that you provoke their mind to utilize that tool and show them how to do something with it that they probably wouldn't have thought of on their own, that's going to be a major plus for you. Because what it does is it gives them, number one, you suggested something to them that is going to be helpful to them, and they can see the benefit from that. But then also you showed them how to use it in a unique way, maybe something that you've discovered. That, again, you're compounding the benefit for them of staying on your list. And of this way, when you do this, it's like every time you send out an email, even if it's in your autoresponder sequence or if it's a broadcast blast, whatever, to the entire list, every time you send out an email, in their mind, it's like, I've got to read what they're giving me because there's going to be something for me in this email. How many times do we get, you know, from the same marketer, nothing but the same pitch every single time. Maybe it's a different product, but the same thing over and over and over again. Buy this stuff, buy this stuff, buy this stuff. How long does it take for you to get those emails? And pretty soon when you see in the inbox who it's from, you don't even read the email. You just delete it. You know, you'll get a lot of people that are too lazy to unsubscribe, but that will just click the delete button without even reading your email, let alone click on whatever is inside it. This is incredibly important that we establish the value of being on your list. This is just one of the ways that we do that, by giving them something that they wouldn't find elsewhere and something that is not self-serving. It benefits them. Detail exactly how you implement that tool or that utility. Let's say that you have let's just use internet marketing, and I'll use AWeber, the autoresponder service, right? If I wanted to establish a list, and I don't have a list for this, by the way. This is just, I'm just out of the air pulling this one. Let's say that I wanted to start up a internet marketing, just a beginner kind of internet marketing list. I establish a welcome message, and I introduce myself, and I let my personality come across, right? In the next email, I've got, you know, I want to talk to you about, I send an email, and I might say something really simple, like, hey, first name fix, I've got this video that I think is going to help you out with getting started with internet marketing. And I got the link right there. So they click the link, they go to, maybe I've got it on YouTube, or maybe I've got it on my blog, and in the blog, there's a video that plays from YouTube, whatever. But in this, I talk to them about the power of an autoresponder, and I demonstrate AWeber, and I tell them not only you need an autoresponder, click here to get to sign up, but what I do is I say, this is the autoresponder that I use, and I might even give the reasons that I use it, and then I have a video there, tutorial, showing a technique that I use with that autoresponder. Maybe I've got something like, I use graphical squeeze pages. So I don't really like the default web form that's on AWeber and the button that it creates. So let me show you how I use the form that they make, and I put it into my web page, my squeeze page, and just use, you know, just change some of the code so that it uses my graphical button instead of their default regular looking button. And then you got a video that shows them how to do that. Haven't done anything as far as buy AWeber, sign up now. I'm not hard selling AWeber at all. It's more of a very subtle, you know, if you need to sign up for AWeber, here's the link. And of course, you know, that's going to be my affiliate link. But if I can do, and I have found that this is an incredibly powerful technique. On a number of my blogs and sites, I do this very thing where if there's something, a tool or utility used within that niche that I do personally use myself, it is so powerful to show this is how I do this and give away. This is going to be, you know, information that they would go look for. They would do a Google search and try to find this information. But here you've got it for them right there, detailing how, like showing them the tool that you use, giving them an idea of how they can implement it for it to help and be beneficial to them, and then actually showing them, look, here's how to do this, and giving them the information. I mean, you do that, it's a slam dunk. They're like, you know, I got to stay around because I want to see more of what they have to offer. They're genuinely helping me. And I have a website, I'll just let you know, I have a website that does nothing but this exact thing. It's in the internet marketing niche, and all it does is showcase tools and utilities that I use and give an idea of how I use them, and then have a link, if you need this, click here. And, you know, they can click on it and they can decide what they want to do with it from there. Just that site itself makes me commission on a consistent basis with me just sharing, like a friend, just sharing information. Be yourself. When you're promoting you get in mind, you know, we created that persona initially, what you want to come across as. You want to kind of stay in that form whenever there is something where you're communicating or interacting with the people that are on your opt-in list. So if you decide I'm going to be somebody that's a goof off, you know, like the rich jerk or something, then that's who you want to stick with. And when people make a comment on your blog or they send an email or whatever, maybe a forum that you've got, you want to stick with that always. When you're interacting with them, when you're replying, stick with it. Now, the magical formula that you're probably looking for is going to be on the next slide. Obviously, implementing all of this, there's a lot that's going to be up to your discretion. But I'm going to show you a structure that is a general good rule of thumb to go by. How you actually implement all of this, obviously, you know, I can't tell you how to do that because it's your niche. You know it best. You know what your personality is like, what you're going to come across at. You know your limitations. I don't know these things. So I can't just show you this is how you do it. You got to do some of that for yourself, but that's what marketing is all about, right? I can show you what needs to be done and that you need to deal with things in a certain way, but the actual implementation is going to be up to you. So let's just go ahead and make some assumptions here. You have picked a niche, and you know for a long time, I tried to start pronouncing that niche because I think it's a French word and that's the way you're supposed to pronounce it, but I'm from the South, and I can't make myself do it. So I say niche. For those of you that are in Canada or, you know, over in the UK or whatever, just so you can understand what I'm talking about, niche is niche. Okay. You want to sell you from the very first message. That means they come to your squeeze page, your capture page, whatever you want to call it, your opt-in page. They opt in, and they're going to get a welcome email. In that welcome email, you do not hard sell the product. You don't hard sell the, you know, they might have said, I need to lose some weight, and they did a search on Google, and they found your page. They clicked, and they came to your page. And on there, it's like, would you like to lose weight? Would you like to see how I lost 10 pounds in 12 days, whatever, and they opt in. Tendency at that point is for people to say, I know you're in a hurry and you want to find out how I lost 10 pounds in 12 days. Here it is. Click now. And then they got the link. It's affiliate link, whatever. You're not actually going to do that. You're going to sell in that welcome email. You're going to sell you. You're going to tell them a story about how you used to be a fat tub of lard. And you went through, you know, this procedure and you discovered something and you started to implement. You tried diet this and diet that and you exercised and you lived at the gym and you just couldn't. You'd always go back to your bad habits and you couldn't lose weight. And if you did lose some weight, you'd gain it back the next week. But now you found something that's really working for you. Or let's hop over to the hunting niche. You, struggled for years not being able to track down the big buck, the game buck. And you discovered a secret technique that will allow you to go into the woods and not be detected by the deer. And you found out where it is that you need to wait for that animal to come so that you can commit murder to this animal. And by the way, you know, no hard feelings here. I'm a hunter myself, and sorry for all you vegans out there. You are selling you. You're selling your experience and a personal story. This is the first step in opening up that relationship where you're going to be able to reach out and actually touch them. You have to kind of, if you will, strike a nerve. You have to strike a chord, let's call it that way, something where they see a relationship between you and them. If, let's say, I was in an internet marketing niche and I had this product that I was selling about how to make money in internet marketing, right? And I put on my blog that I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth, that my dad was a millionaire, and I grew up, you know, on pleasure islands and yachts, and I got for my birthday, you know, my dad gave me $250,000, and I invested that in some research, and I developed a money-making course, and now that's what I sell, okay? If I had that set up, is that going to make a strong impact to Jack, who is on an assembly line in a factory and wants to start making some more money and get ahead in life and work from home, set up internet marketing? Uh-uh. Not going to relate one bit. The way that I'm going to relate and come across to Jack is when I say, you know, I got sick and tired of the corporate life, or I got sick and tired of running a forklift in the warehouse, and I started looking for ways that I could, you know, start to make some money from home on the side so I could get ahead in life. That is the story that's going to make an impact. And I am by no means, I'm not telling you to lie to people. I'm telling you to look in your actual experiences, look for something that you can bring across to them and relate to them so that you can make that, you can establish that connection and they can see, you know, you're essentially just like them. And it worked for you, whatever it is, it worked for you, and now you're just helping them out. That's what you want to get going. The second message, the second correspondence that they get from you is nothing more than maybe a video tutorial or a blog post, or a blog post that has a video in it, but it needs to be something helpful and informative. That's why I say tutorial. Like, it needs to be something where you're sharing information with them that is beneficial to them. There is no direct promotion in this email or in the tutorial or blog post. You can put, like the AWeber thing that I was mentioning, it's okay if there is a tool or utility that you're featuring in that tutorial and you happen to be an affiliate for that, absolutely fine to put that in there in a very discreet, subtle fashion. Definitely not hard selling it. You're still promoting you as a regular person just like them, and then mentioning, here's something that I do, here's a tool that you can use to do this yourself, and just have a little link there. Next message, number three, same exact thing. Okay, so first three messages, there is no direct promotion selling at all. You're focusing on you. You're focusing on helping them. When I say focusing on you, I'm not talking about, you know, focusing on you. You're focusing on promoting you. Fourth message, give them something that will prompt them or provoke them to get involved. Maybe a survey. You can do that. You know, if you have a WordPress blog, totally easy to do. Get them to do a survey, or get them to you know, ask them about what they need help with, things like that. And yeah, you may very well get a lot of interaction, and it may keep you a little bit busy, but that's a good thing. That's what you're trying to do here, is get these people involved. If, let's say you've got a blog and you've got a forum set up, you can set up in your blog, you do a post and you try to inspire this interactivity. Tell them, ask them a question and say, hey, either post a comment here on the blog, or if you've got a forum set up, you can say, click here and go to the forum and make your comments, whatever. But you want to put that ideally in a place where others will see it, so that they will all, you know, inspire one another and get something going. Especially if you can get something, pick, you know, a topic that is going to cause a little bit of controversy maybe, something that can really stir people up, excellent. Now, the next thing, this is what everybody's wanting, right? A promotion. Now, Fifth message, and this is an autoresponder sequence. This is something that, you know, you're going to establish this, and once it's there, people get pulled into your sales funnel, and they just go through this whole thing. It's all very automatic. Fifth message, you can promote something to them at this point and offer with it some free help. So you might, at this point, be a tad bit more aggressive. It's okay to let them know that you are promoting something. That's perfectly fine. But give them, with that, you know, you don't just put, hey, this is a product that I think is going to be beneficial to you. Click here now to order or check it out, whatever. What you're going to do is give them the link to it. Tell them why it's going to help them. Give them the link, and then either in your email, tell them how they can use it. And I don't mean just vaguely. I mean tell them how. Show them. Make a video. Tell them to go to your blog and see how it works. Actually help them through the process so that it's going to be something that, again, at the end of it, they're going to feel like they actually, you know, received the better end of the stick. Like after making this purchase and going through your help, they are genuinely better off. In fact, whenever I'm going to promote a product, and this is what you need to get in your mind, evaluate that product. Evaluate what it is about your, you know, the help that you're willing to offer, whatever it is that you can do to benefit them, and really give an honest answer. Ask yourself, will this truly benefit the individuals on my list? Will they feel better after they purchase this product than before? Will they feel indebted to me? Or are they going to feel like they just got ripped off? If you promote stuff that is junk, for lack of a better word, then they're going to associate that with you. And while a lot of unscrupulous marketers do that very thing, they just go out and they find a product in the niche and they promote it and they want to make a quick buck. But when it comes down to it and that product is junk, what happens to their list? It goes away because those people, you know, that's nothing that you, that's not building a business because those people do not, they haven't established a trust relationship with you. As far as they're concerned, everything that you recommend is junk. You might have recommended this one thing and they try it and it's junk. From that point on, you are associated with junk. So I highly, highly recommend that you personally evaluate products that you promote and that you ask yourself, will this truly be beneficial to the individuals that are, you know, on my list and going to purchase it? Same thing goes with techniques and tutorials. If you find some kind of scam loophole thing, right, and a technique for getting traffic or something, and you know good and well that it's not going to work in 30 days because, you know, things are going to change or it's going to be worthless in a couple of months, you need to be real upfront about that. You know, if you decide to even feature it at all, you need to tell them, look, Google is going to change their algorithm once they discover this, and it's only going to work short term. So you need, if you're going to use it, you need to do it right now. You know, in other words, don't show them something that's going to get their hopes up, and 6 months later, you know, you have a tutorial in here, and you know good and well that it's not going to work in 6 months, but yet Johnny, who signs up in 6 months, he's going to get on your list and he's going to come to that tutorial and he's going to implement it and it's not going to work. That's going to have totally nothing but negative impact on you. Follow up with the promotion, a helpful video or a blog post. Doesn't have to be an all-out tutorial, but just something that's going to be, again, beneficial to them, not self-serving to you. Then you can do another promotion. Maybe it's the same product. In fact, I kind of recommend that it is, because you don't want to just constantly be bouncing from product to product. People get really bored with that. But you might want to promote that same thing again, just for those that did not actually, you know, take advantage of it the first time around. And then do something where, again, you inspire interactivity. Maybe you can ask them, hey, have you tried that product that I told you about the other day? I'd really like to know what your thoughts were. Come comment on this blog post and let me know if you had any problems. Let me know if you got stuck with anything. And then follow up with that. Very, very important. When you go to the blog post, if people are commenting, you need to be there to try to help them out and make it. Because that's going to do nothing but build up a relationship if you do that. If they're interacting with you, that is a total three-pointer. You want to build that interactivity. And then other people, when they come to your blog and they see all these people posting and you replying, that says, I care. And when they see I care, you know, what's that going to do? That's going to have the exact outcome of what we're trying to accomplish here, is where you build up a trusting relationship with them. Then we do something very personal, something where this is 100% your personality. Doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the niche, doesn't have anything to do with you showing them how to do something. This is just you being you. So maybe it's a video that you make. Maybe it's a blog post. Think about something that happened in your life. You can, you know, relate it to the niche if there is a situation. Maybe there's a story you could tell that's related to that or whatever. But this is going to be 100% your personality coming out, something very personal, and absolutely no promotion in it whatsoever. Not even an opportunity for them to click on any kind of affiliate link. And then another promotion. Notice here I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 emails, 3 direct promotional emails, and then in the tutorials, and three or four very, very subtle opportunities for us to make some affiliate commissions, because we have it there, but it's in a very, very subtle way. Okay, so I'm still promoting. I am still giving opportunity to make money off of sales, you know, get my commission. But out of these 10 emails, only 3 of them are what you would call an obvious promotion, where they can tell, you know, you're actually promoting X product. All the others, there's something in it where you're helping them, and that seems to come across very, very strongly. And even in the promotion of whatever, if it's a video or blog post or an email, in all of those, even in that, you're still helping them. What I'm going to do at this point is go ahead and kind of shift gears a little bit and show you. You know, now we know what it is, what the goal here is, building a relationship and how we're going to go about doing that. And I'm going to show you some tips on the things that I have found that are very effective in generating traffic to your opt-in. And we'll do that in the next video.